Welcome back to Through the Valley, a podcast where we explore mental health and suffering from a Christian worldview. My name is Cole, your host. The title of today's episode is, What is General Anxiety and Can Christians Struggle with It? So we're specifically talking about general anxiety, not panic attacks or social anxiety. I want to get into those in future episodes, but for this episode, I want to deal with general anxiety. And you may not know what that means necessarily, but we're going to talk about it. As always, we start with scripture, and today's scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 29, and it's Paul talking about the hardships and difficulties and anxiety he faced in his ministry. Listen to God's word. Paul says, "We face this in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to fall and I am not indignant?" So we see here in the scripture that Paul the apostle, the great missionary in the early church, had the daily pressure on him of anxiety. So what are we talking about when we say general anxiety, apart from social anxiety or even panic attacks? Well, listen to this one testimonial that I found online about what general anxiety may feel like, and then we'll get into the specifics on what the DSM, which is just the standard manual for addressing psychological problems, says about general anxiety. But listen to this testimonial from one young lady. She says this, "I've always been a worrier, constantly worrying about things left and right, worrying about my grades in school, worrying about how to please my parents, and of course, worrying about my future. It didn't help that I came from a family with lots of successful, wealthy people. It just put more pressure on me to be just like them, which of course made me worry about how I was going to get there. I had never learned to relax myself. I only learned how to put pressure on myself. Eventually, putting too much pressure on myself turned into me having a full-blown anxiety attack at a restaurant, which in turn led to an ER visit." So from this lady's account, we have, if you notice, there were so many mentions of worrying. It seemed like there was a constant worry, and it was about things just in general, whether it was about grades or finances or future. And there was pressure that she noted that she was putting on herself. And eventually, the daily anxieties that she was facing, the general worry that she was having, led to an acute attack of anxiety. And this ultimately led her into an ER visit. Now, she goes on to describe how she has recovered from this anxiety, which praise the Lord that she has. But I wanted to use this as just a short testimony of what it may feel like to have general anxiety. So you notice that there's general worry about various things, and that's indeed what we find. So I have pulled up here for me the DSM, which is the Diagnostic Standard Manual for Psychologists and Psychiatrists on Psychological Disorders. So the DSM-5, this is what they say a generalized anxiety disorder would be. So first, there's excessive anxiety and worry occurring more days than not for at least 6 months about a number of events or activities. So this could be about work or school performance. So the first thing is that it has to be prolonged. It's not as if you have a stressful test coming up and it's only when you have a stressful test that then you get anxious. I think we all experience anxiety in those ways when we have stressful moments coming up. This has to be something that's prolonged and occurs more days than not, and it can be about various things, whether it's work or school or your children or your future, etc. So that's the first thing. The second is that the individual finds it difficult to control the worry. Now, that's important because most people who struggle with general anxiety don't want to struggle with it, just as people who struggle with depression don't want to struggle with depression. It seems like something that is coming outside of them into their lives, or more likely, it feels like something that's in them that they can't control. So we find it difficult to control the worry. Third, the anxiety and worry are associated with three or more of the following six symptoms. So this is just their way of categorizing the physiological effects that may occur from having an underlying condition of general anxiety. So these are what they would say, the DSM, are the symptoms. restlessness, so feeling keyed up or on edge. 2, being easily fatigued, so you're just tired. 3, difficulty concentrating or mind going blank. 4, irritability, it's an interesting one. 5, muscle tension. I feel like that's actually very common in people who experience anxiety. 6, sleep disturbances, so difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, or restless, unsatisfying sleep. So you notice about all those symptoms, whether it's restlessness or being fatigued, irritability, you'll notice that if those were to just happen by themselves, we wouldn't call that anxiety or general anxiety, but rather these are products of an underlying condition of what would be labeled general anxiety. I know for me, when I would experience general anxiety, it would often result in my chest hurting or feeling like it was hurting, or sometimes feeling like it was pounding. And there were tensions within my chest or within my back. And a lot of people, when they experience general anxiety, they actually fear that they're having a heart attack or something like that, or a stroke, because they feel that there's pain or tension within their chest or in other parts of their body. So just know that, hey, that might be a sign of some underlying stress or anxiety. But of course, see a doctor or a psychologist or a psychiatrist for that. I'm not here to prescribe anything. So I'm just detailing what the DSM says. Okay, so there are those physical or physiological symptoms that may occur with general anxiety. 4, the anxiety, worry, or physical symptoms cause clinically significant distress or impairment in social, occupational, or other important areas of functioning. And so this level of anxiety results in an impairment in your daily life, whether that's getting things done, getting chores done, getting work done, your social life, it would impair. Maybe you feel like you need to withdraw. And so this worry is so dominant in your life that you feel like it's keeping you from accomplishing things or doing daily tasks that are in your schedule. Okay, 5, the disturbance is not attributable to the physiological effects of a substance. Okay, so what they're doing there is just saying, hey, this isn't the result of drug abuse or alcohol abuse or another medication. Rather, on its own, it's you have general anxiety. And then lastly, this disturbance or the general anxiety is not better explained by another medical disorder or diagnosis. You know, so if you have another condition that may result in anxiety, or if you're on medication or something that may increase anxiety, they're saying, hey, we're separating that out and saying that this general anxiety is on its own. Okay, so this is what the DSM says general anxiety is. And I think it's a pretty good picture, and they hit a lot of things of what we would commonly experience as anxiety. And so for it to be a general anxiety disorder, it has to be prolonged, and it has to be that you feel like you can't control the worry, and it has to have 3 or more of those symptoms. Now, of course, I believe we all experience anxiety in our life. No matter who you are, at some point you do feel some sort of anxiety. That's part of the experience of being human. But the question that I really want to ask here is that, do sincere Christians struggle with this type of general anxiety, the type of prolonged anxiety that seems to impair our ability to function on a daily basis? So the question is, do sincere Christians struggle with this type of general impairing anxiety? And I'll say absolutely. You know, everybody experiences anxiety on some level. Everyone experiences stress. But are there times where Christians, sincere, growing, maturing Christians in Christ, can have these seasons where anxiety seems to just take a forefront or take over their lives? I'd say absolutely. Now, I would want to encourage you that if you are struggling with anxiety, this daily anxiety or worry, that this doesn't make you less than a Christian, or somehow that you have less faith than other people. I've already detailed an episode about that called The Myth of Have More Faith. I would highly encourage you to listen to that. It kind of just goes over how there's this really stigma in the Christian culture about if we deal with these mental health issues as believers, then somehow we just don't have enough faith to get over it. But that's clearly not the case in Scripture. I think we have a great case in Scripture for men and women who experienced anxiety. Now, would it be called general anxiety from this modern psychological standpoint and this diagnostic manual that I laid out? Probably not. But humans have faced and believers in God have faced anxiety that seems to impair their daily life or even their relationship with God. We have David in the Psalms constantly crying out, speaking about his anxiety. I detailed Paul at the beginning of this podcast that he had the daily pressure of his anxiety for all the churches on him. This related to his work. He was worried as he traveled around to these different areas and towns that the churches he left behind as he was building would somehow be swept under into false teaching or into not believing the gospel anymore. So Paul had this daily anxiety on him. He felt pressure that he needed to do something, that there was something that was outside of his control that he wasn't able to control, that he was worrying constantly about it. So Paul even faced anxiety. But I love this one example in Luke 10, and this is when Jesus is with Mary and Martha. And this is a very popular story, but Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, and she is listening to him teach while Martha is going all around the house to fix everything for the banquet that is about to happen. And Martha says to Jesus, "Jesus, why isn't Mary doing anything to help?" And Jesus says to Martha, and I love this, this is just the calmness and the graciousness of our Savior. He says, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." So here's Martha going about, bustling about her day, anxious to please Jesus and to please those who would come. And Jesus tells her, "Look, you need to rest. You need to be like Mary, who's resting at my feet." And so I just want to encourage you, if you have faced general anxiety, what I've described here in this podcast, then you are not alone. You are not somehow less of a Christian because you do struggle with it. Now, in the next episodes, I want to tackle how should we as Christians respond to general anxiety. But for this episode, I simply wanted to detail what it is and can Christians, genuine Christians, struggle with it. I believe the answer is yes, but I also believe to encourage you to say, "Hey, look, you may be going through this, but God can use it for good. And he wants to teach you things about who he is through this battle with anxiety that you're facing." For me personally, I have experienced what would be called general anxiety at different points in my life. The first time was in 2014, when I was actually technically diagnosed with general anxiety along with general depression. There was a constant worry over my school. There was a constant worry over what other people were thinking of me. And it almost was like a snowball with the depression, because I would feel anxious about something, not knowing what to do about it. And then that would make me feel depressed. And it was like a snowball. And so this general anxiety often for me exhibited itself in just, I felt tension in my chest. I felt like my breaths were short. I felt like I was restless, like I needed to just do things or get things done. Like I couldn't just sit down like Jesus told Martha to do and just rest. So I have experienced seasons of general anxiety. And you know, probably the most frustrating part is that sometimes you just don't know what the source is. You can't pinpoint it and say, "I don't know why I'm worried or restless right now, but I am." And I think there's a lot to learn, and I want to detail that in future episodes about general anxiety. I think there's a lot to learn from Jesus and about grace that he gives us in the gospel, but also what to learn about ourselves and what to learn about how to deal with it in the best way as believers in Christ. So we'll be continuing our series in anxiety on general anxiety. I do want to get into social anxiety and panic attacks, and we're going to see the hope that is for us in the gospel of Jesus, that God is for us, he's with us, and even for those who struggle with anxiety, that there is hope, there is peace in the name of Jesus. So I'll catch you next time. Hey, if you've been enjoying this podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you left a rating or a review on whatever platform you're listening to, whether that's Spotify, Apple, or Google. You can also, on Spotify, reach down to the mailbag, drop me a question, and I'll address that in a future episode. Or more generally, you can reach me at throughthevalleybook@gmail.com with comments, questions, or a story you'd like to share. Thanks again so much for the support and for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.